The Sports Voice, Country 103.9 WRBI, welcomes you to exciting coverage of area high school basketball action. Time now for WRBI's Countdown to Tip-Off.
We want to welcome you back to Batesville High School. I'm Brian Samples. With me, Rob Moorhead, and we'll take a minute here to thank Rob for all the hard work he put into the readings. He did all the readings out on the court tonight, those bios. A lot of great people going into the Hall of Fame again this year. Six inductees. We'll talk about them again here in a little while. But there's a website out, Ripley County Basketball Hall of Fame, that has all that in there. You can go to check that out. But yeah, Rob put in a lot of time, a lot of effort in that, and what a great job he does with that. Everybody's through. So right now they're just kind of clearing off the court. The 20-minute clock has not started yet, so we still have 20 minutes before we get this next one going. In that consolation game tonight, it was Jacksonville, a 55-52 winner over the Milan Indians. Jacksonville got that thing up to 16 points in the third quarter. The Indians did not quit, came back, fought right till the end. Made it a three-point ball game, and that was your final 55-52. Again, some quick scoring. It was for Jacksonville. It was Clark Dwinger with 20, Brady Cummer 14, Caleb White 7, Landon Coleman 6, Carson Hughes with 6, Landon Ash with 2. For the Indians, they were led by Micah Norman, who caught fire in that fourth period to help bring them back. He had 16. Gabe Reilly with a heck of a game, too. He had 15. Ben Reilly, the brother, had 9. Jackson Voss with 4. Trenton Langfordman, 3. Grant Langfordman with 2. And Ethan Pierce for 1. And there are so many connections here, I can't connect them all to who went into the Hall of Fame or who didn't. But it's a really neat thing for the two Reillys that their grandpa went in tonight. And, you know, it's really nice to see that when it can all work out. It doesn't necessarily work out that way, but it really did tonight. And then you have Brad Borgman going in with his dad, who's already in. Tom Borgman and, you know, Tom's grandson, Brad's nephew, Damon Ward, playing in the game tonight. And I think a couple of the connections I know of, April Forkert played at Jacksonville. That's her son, James Hughes, playing on the varsity for Batesville. And then we had the captain. Let me get this right. It's not going into the Hall of Fame, but those two, April Forkert and John Kathman, both on the 25th anniversary team. And John Kathman, his daughter, plays for Batesville, Kalen. So some connections there. I like to throw those out whenever I see that they work out. But I'll turn it over to Rob for just a second so you don't have to hear me keep talking and keep talking.
No, great job, Brian, on keeping things going. I had the privilege of being asked to read the introductions here at Batesville, and I always enjoy getting the opportunity to do that. I think Ray Barley and all the members of the Hall of Fame committee for their work. Brian is on that committee, and Brian and I don't want to toot our own horns, but this has a lot of meaning for us. Each of us are also members of the Ripley County Basketball Hall of Fame. And I know, Brian, looking back the year that I was inducted, the introduction ceremony here at Batesville High School during the county tourney was really special for me and something that I will always remember. And I know it was a couple of years ago for you for that to happen as well.
Yes, and it's the same thing. I mean, there's such a big crowd in here. It's nice to come back. But on the flip side, it seems like there's so many people that come in. I know one in particular that I talked to tonight while I had a minute was Paul Bess, inducted in for South Ripley. He was talking about coaches coming in, people coming in. They couldn't wait to see people tonight. Paul and his wife live in Florida, so they made the trip in earlier in the week. He actually sent me something. They were at Butler watching the Butler-UConn game last night. So it's neat they got to come in and do that. Had his picture taken up by Hinkle Fieldhouse, and then they got to come here for this. So, yeah, just so many people around, so many things. Again, we have so many ties to this county and so many people, all the relation. It's just a great night to come in for this induction.
And we got a nice turnout, Brian. It's always nice to see the standing ovation for the new inductees, how all the schools cheer for their inductees and all the inductees throughout the county. So just a lot of fun, and it's been a great night so far, and we still have a championship game on deck here in a little while, and we are looking forward to that when the teams are out on the floor as we speak. South Ripley coming in with a 6-4 record. Batesville coming in at 7-3. These two teams met back on December 21st at South Ripley. Batesville got a 20-point victory in that one, and I don't think either coach thinks it'll be that kind of ball game tonight. And we're going to take a break. And when we come back, you're going to hear from both of those coaches as we have our pregame interviews set up and ready to roll for you right after this. We'll take a 90-second timeout and come back with more. You're listening to the 100th Ripley County Basketball Tournament on Country 103.9 WRBI and WRBIRadio.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Jim Williams again. And you know, the 100th Ripley County Basketball Tournament is a very special thing. And to celebrate it, Affinity Graphics and Tees is taking orders right now for the special t-shirt commemorating this milestone event. They even feature the logos of all the current and past teams that have been part of the tourney. I ordered mine as soon as I heard about it, and I hope you'll order yours right now, too. Just head on over to the Affinity Graphics and Tees Facebook page. That's Affinity Graphics and Tees for your official Ripley County Tournament t-shirt.
Make cleanup easy with a new Whirlpool dishwasher. You won't have leftover dishes to hand wash with the flexibility to fit tall items in the adjustable upper rack and room for 14 place settings. Plus, you can skip scrubbing and pre-rinsing when you use the boost cycle. Shop Gehring's to see how Whirlpool dishwashers can help you manage your family's mealtime messes. Gehring's and Whirlpool, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Unleash precision at Navi Mower Shop in Batesville. Elevate your outdoor game with top-tier equipment. John Deere compact tractors, grasshopper mowers, and steel tools. From 23 to 100 horsepower, John Deere compact tractors redefine efficiency. Need financing? They've got you covered. Navi Mower Shop, your local outdoor authority for 40 years, offers expert service, pickup, delivery, and a treasure trove of parts. Navi Mower Shop, where precision meets performance. Visit today and transform your outdoors.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Welcome back to Batesville High School as we get ready for tonight's championship game of the 100th Ripley County Basketball Tournament. Rob Moorhead, Brian Samples with you tonight. Joined at this time by head coach of the Batesville Bulldogs, Aaron Garrett. Coach Garrett, your kids came out, played well on Wednesday night, picked up a big victory over Jacksonville, 56-38. Talk about that one.
It's a nice win. And it was a game that stayed about 10 to 12 points. And I told our guys, we beat them by 30 in our first game of the year, and it wasn't going to be that in the Ripley County tourney in terms of Coach Bowman making some adjustments. I thought Jacksonville covered pace pretty well until we were able to turn them up in that third quarter. We were able to get close to that 17 to 20 mark, which was our goal, and just kept mixing things up on them, making them uncomfortable.
Cade Kaiser had a nice night for you, got 20. Had Sam Johnson get 16 and also had four or five other guys in the scoring column. A nice spread attack for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, Sam and Cade are doing a nice job of sharing the wealth and then picking and diagnosing the exact times when they can attack with their game because the defense is on tilt in terms of covering up those other guys. And I would throw Jack Grunkmeyer in the mix in terms of anchoring that middle. We facilitate a lot of things through our post. And then Gus and T-Lew are ready to catch fire, catch drive, hit recovering defense. And the guys are getting much better at doing things under control, getting some reversals and doing things off 2 feet, and our turnovers continue to come down, which is a good thing.
Rematch with South Ripley tonight. A game took place back on December 21st at South Ripley. The Bulldogs got a 20-point victory in that one. Talk about your thoughts going into the rematch tonight.
Yeah, our zone did a nice job down there in terms of limiting to the one made three. I think that'll change tonight. So we got to continue to switch things up defensively, make them uncomfortable, not knowing where they're going to get their next look from. Definitely take away any catch and shoots. And then offensively, just exert our will. Make them work defensively, attack them downhill, hit different angles that I think will be open, whether it be zone or man that they're playing. And again, just share the basketball till we get a great look. Not a good look for individuals, but a great look for the team, I think, is our recipe for success as well as taking care of the two-headed monster, which is Johnson and Cole Henry, and closing out possessions with rebounding. They gashed us on offensive boards down there, and we got to correct that.
Going to be a fun night with the induction and introduction of the 2024 Ripley County Basketball Hall of Fame class. Should be a huge crowd in here. What Ripley County basketball is all about, Coach.
Yeah, 100th season of the Ripley County tournament. The weather, not so kind to us this morning, but great now in terms of allowing people to come out. This is arguably one of my favorite nights of the year in terms of just all the history around it. And then you add the 100th year of it, it's going to be a special night.
Thank you so much for your time in the pregame show, Coach, and good luck to you and the Bulldogs.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. That's head coach Aaron Garrett of the Batesville Bulldogs. We'll be back with more of a pregame show right after this. You're listening to High School Basketball Ripley County Tourney on Country 103.9 WRBI.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
Osgood Utilities reminds you to know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. Whether it's gas, water, or sewer work being done on your property, insists on it. Osgood Utilities also salutes the Jack Sendell boys and girls basketball teams and wishes them well in the Ripley County Tournament. Organized sports teaches lessons in hard work and teamwork that will stay with these young men and women for life. Osgood Utilities, reminding you to be safe and dial 811 before you dig.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Welcome back to the pregame show here as we prepare for the championship game of this 100th Ripley County basketball tournament. Rob Moorhead, Brian Samples with you. Joined at this time by head coach of the South Ripley Raiders, Sevy Beach. Coach Beach, your kids got a nice victory on Wednesday night, a 63-39 victory over Milan. Talk about that ballgame.
Yeah, you know, we were happy to get back in the win column, and, you know, we talked about getting off to a good start early, you know, and then not settling from there. So it was nice to see that we did that. We came out and, you know, hit some shots early, pounded it inside, took advantage of our size, you know, against Milan on Wednesday, and, you know, we were able to get some guys some extra minutes from there. So it was a good night for us.
Well, you had three guys in double figures. Cole Henry had 19, Ethan Johnson 17, Blaine Ward gets 15. You got to love that spread scoring.
Yeah, it was a great spread, you know, and we were able to play our three guys off the bench more than what we had, you know, recently. EJ had a really nice game with 17, I think 12 or 13 rebounds, you know, so that was great to see him have that kind of night, keep building his confidence, you know, and we were able to rest those guys a lot, you know, in the fourth quarter. So that was good, you know, to help us moving forward and be able to build everybody's confidence moving into tonight.
Rematch with Batesville, Coach, a game that you played back on December 21st at home. Didn't go the way you wanted it to go. I'm sure you guys have spent some time looking at that one, working on some things. What's going to have to be different in this matchup tonight if the Raiders come out on top?
Yeah, for starters, you know, the point of the game's to put the ball in the hoop and score a few more points than the other team. And I think we shot a whopping, I don't know, 27% or something like that in game one. So we've got to at least throw it in the ocean a few times tonight for starters. But, you know, and then from there, we talked about tightening some things up defensively that we let go or let slide. It wasn't our best defensive effort on top of a not so good shooting performance in the second half. You know, as far as defensively goes for us that first time around. So we tweaked some things. Hopefully that'll be tighter tonight. You know, talked about some ways that we think we can, you know, kind of take advantage of their zone a little bit. We thought we did a good job of getting some good shots against them the first time. We obviously just didn't hit very many of them. So hopefully that's going to change tonight, you know, with, like I said, building on confidence from Wednesday night and guys hitting some shots. So we're looking forward to building on that as far as the confidence goes Wednesday and, you know, tighten those things up. What we worked on this week.
Very good, Coach. It's going to be a fun night tonight. The Basketball Hall of Fame introductions just took place prior to the game here, the 100th tournament. We wish you and the Raiders the best of luck here in the championship game.
Appreciate it. Looking forward to a great night.
That's Coach Sevy Beach of the South Ripley Raiders. We'll be back with more of our pregame show right after this. You're listening to the 100th Ripley County Basketball Tournament on Country 103.9 WRBI.
Cecil Eisen from Eisen's Family Pizza. We are hiring. We have open positions in our front and back of house, including counter and order taking, food prep, pizza making, and closing duties. Stop in at 117 East George Street and pick up an application today. Don't forget to pick up some pizza sticks with our amazing cheese sauce. Yummy. The award-winning Eisen's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or 117 East George Street.
the Napoleon State Bank. We believe that banking locally means our customers get the service they deserve. Local doesn't mean small. At the Napoleon State Bank, we believe local means caring, listening, advocating, growing businesses, supporting community, and having your best interest at the heart of everything we do. With so much uncertain in the world, your bank should bring you peace of mind. Come into the Napoleon State Bank today and let us show you the difference a local bank can make.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When looking for the highest standard of HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt and Elko, your local Lennox Premier dealer. Hurt and Elko and their Premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has the highest level of training, professionalism, and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt and Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
Thank you very much. Jim Williams back in the studio running the board for us tonight. Welcome back to Batesville High School in our pregame show as we're getting ready for the championship game of the boys basketball Ripley County Tournament, the 100th edition. Rob Moorhead and Brian Samples with you. South Ripley taking on Batesville here. You just heard from both coaches. They've done a good job of setting this ball game up. Brian, we want to let people know the Ripley County Basketball Tournament is a week-long event. Boys portion, girls portion, and also JV tournaments. And I think you got some updates for us on how those JV tournaments came out and also how the girls tournament came out last night.
I've been waiting for this all day because I'm going to steal one of your words from earlier in the week, but since Tuesday night, we've had a plethora of basketball games here in Ripley County between the boys and the girls. I had to look that word up to see what it meant, but I know I'm good, so here we go. Earlier today, JV boys, Batesville was victorious 64-43 over Milan. Congratulations to Coach Jay Gergen and the Bulldogs. JV girls action. Today's championship, Batesville girls 34, South Ripley 25. So congrats to Coach Joanna Hughes and the Lady Bulldogs. Last night, it was the South Ripley Lady Raiders 51-43 over Batesville in the championship. So congrats to the Lady Raiders. It was Jacksonville 70, Milan 33 in that consolation game. All tournament team from Milan, Kaya Rainier, Jacksonville, Reagan Hughes, Julia Meyer, Kaylin Heiners. From Batesville, Allison Peters, Sophie Gazelle, Lydia Haskamp, South Ripley, Claire Samples, Lexi Franklin, and your MVP, Reese Obendorf. Congrats to Coach Matt McNew on his second Ripley County Tourney and Championship. And Coach McNew will be up here with us at halftime of this game tonight, Rob.
Yeah, it was a great victory for the Raiders last night. They played extremely well. And it was a lot of fun to watch that ball game. And Reese Obendorf, as you mentioned, named MVP. She just had a fantastic night, Brian. I called her the pinball wizard. She got bounced around out there against the press multiple times and just kept her head, got the ball to the basket, made shots when she needed to, and just a great floor leader. But a very good team performance by South Ripley, and we look forward to talking to Coach Matt McNew about that championship at halftime of this contest. And Brian, also on the program, one of my favorite things about the Ripley County Tourney every year is how much history is put into the program that they hand out at the ball games. And I think you want to highlight some of the things, Brian, that are included in this year's program.
Yes, I'll do that. For the girls, it's their silver anniversary. For the girls, they'll hit 50 years next year. And for the boys, they have silver anniversary and golden anniversary teams. For the girls, their silver anniversary, the champions. That was 1999, which are East Central Lady Trojans, coached by Pam Shively. Kendra Mormon, Carrie Osborne, Amanda Houchin from East Central made that golden anniversary team. It was Ashley Lauber, South Ripley, Amber Clark, South Ripley, Hannah Lawberg, South Ripley. For Milan, Kim Patton and Angie Volz. For Jacksonville, Holly Gillen, April Forkert. South Dearborn was Daniel Armstrong. And for Batesville, it was Brooke Gutzweiler. For the boys' silver anniversary team, Again, 1999 champions, Jacksonville. Coach Matt Stone. That was my first year to help over at Jacksonville, by the way. That's 25 years ago already.
Amazing, isn't it? That's why they won a tourney that year, Brian.
Ooh, I don't know. Brad Borgman, Ryan Dotson, Danny Simon, all from Jacksonville. I talked to Danny earlier. He said he didn't want to talk. He just wanted his name mentioned. Ryan Hickson, Matt Callen, Ron Kennett from Milan, Derek Myers, Ryan Lauber, elementary principal there at South Ripley.
Yep.
Matt Robbins from Batesville, Brett Snodgrass, John Kathman from East Central, and Brandon Gabbert from South Dearborn. Your golden anniversary team, 50 years ago, 1974, champions Batesville, coach Paul Ehrman. Alternative team, Victor Grossman of South Ripley, Kevin Mack of South Ripley. For Batesville, Greg Weir, Mike Bauman, Charlie Giesting. For East Central, Tim Belmer. It was Jim Radle from Milan. Rick Gillen, Jackson Dell, honorable mention back then, Jim Fritch of Batesville, Ted Weigel, Batesville, and Cecil Tharp of Milan. Rob, those are your anniversary teams for this year.
Yeah, it's great to look back on those and see some names there that bring back memories. Tim Belmer there, East Central, ended up being a fantastic offensive line coach over at East Central for many years, and then this past year coached the offensive line here at Batesville. And nice to see his name. You mentioned that silver anniversary team of the boys, Brandon Gabbert from South Dearborn. My last year of coaching was Brandon's freshman year of high school, and I knew he was going to be a special player for them. It's great to see Brandon's name listed there. Just a lot of connections as you go down through there. And, again, one of the great things, and also, Brian, every year when you turn over the back of this program, they list the champions of every single year that this tournament has ever been played. So we can go all the way back to 1922 in the very first tournament where Versailles beat Batesville 28-14, to 2023 where Batesville beat South Ripley 67-64. Girls tournament, first one was held in 1976. Jacksonville beat South Ripley 67-40. And then last year in 2023, Batesville beat South Ripley 52-35. And you can see every year in between, and I know people look forward to that, coming over here, reading through the history, and it's just another thing that makes this tournament so special, Brian, why we have the kind of crowd we have here tonight and why this tournament has lasted for 100 years. So, and we have a feeling the championship game that's a culminating event here of this basketball tournament will not disappoint tonight as two good ball clubs getting ready to square off. And, Brian, we're going to have a special moment here as we have a quartet coming out, not a quartet, an ensemble of men coming out on the floor to sing tonight's national anthem. As we get ready to do that, we will send it back to the studio and take a break. After the national anthem, we will come back with starting lineups and tip-off of the championship game of the 100th Ripley County Basketball Tournament on Country 103.9 WRBI.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Are you in control of your planter? Knowing what your planter's doing is the only way to make your best planter pass every time. With Precision Planting Seed Sense, you get the ultimate planter monitor and diagnostic tool that tells you what you need to know from population to downforce and more. So take control of your planter. Visit planterofthefuture.com. Try Seed Sense and more to transform your planter with Blackhawk Precision Ag. State Road 3, just north of Greensburg. Call 593-0405 or visit blackhawkag.com today.
So, have you been to the Rusty Buck's new location in Batesville? You haven't? Well, you ought to see it. Located north of the interstate on Highway 229, you can't miss it. Just like you've relied on the Rusty Buck for all your hunting and fishing supplies and for sales, you can now find that same great service and a wide range of everything you'll need for the great outdoors in Batesville, too. When you're ready to get serious about hunting and fishing, see the Rusty Buck, now in Batesville and Versailles.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
And welcome back to Batesville High School. I only wish we could have had you here with us to hear the Southern Gateway Chorus, an ensemble of about 20 male singers, do just a fantastic job bringing us tonight's national anthem. A really special moment here as we get ready for this championship game. The South Ripley Raiders, wearing their road greens tonight, come in with a record of 6 wins against 4 losses, taking on the Batesville Bulldogs, wearing their home whites on their home floor, coming in with a record of 7-3. Brian, the Raiders starting lineup is being introduced here in the gymnasium. Why don't you take the opportunity to run down both lineups for us as we get ready for tip-off of this championship game.
Thank you, Rob. For South Ripley, it'll be a junior, number 24, Blaine Ward. Another junior, number 25, Cole Henry. Freshman, 21, Drew Volz. Junior, number 32, his brother, Chancey Volz. And senior, number 33, Ethan Johnson. For the Raiders, Ward, Henry, Volz, Volz, and Johnson. For Batesville, senior, number 11, Gus Prickle. Junior, number 20, Cade Kaiser. Sophomore, number 3, Trent Lewis. Two other seniors, number 30, Sam Johnson, and number 42, Jack Grunkemeyer. Again, for Batesville, it'll be Prickle, Kaiser, Lewis, Johnson, and Grunkemeyer. Those will be your starters. Rob, I want to mention the other night, John Harrell has this one. I have to find my paper. Do you know he only missed the score by 1 point the other night in 2 games?
Is that right?
He had Milan over South Ripley, 25 points. It was 24. Batesville against Jacksonville at 18 points. He hit it spot on. Tonight he has Batesville 59-50 over the Raiders.
Be interesting to see how that comes out. I know his prediction was not so good in the girls' tournament last night, Brian. He had Batesville as an 11-point predicted winner in that one, and the South Ripley Raiders pulled off the upset in that one last night. I know South Ripley would like nothing more than to prove John Harrell wrong again tonight. For Aaron Garrett and the Batesville Bulldogs, they want to make John Harrell a prognosticator if they can. And, Brian, on our side of the floor here, South Ripley has about two-thirds of this side filled, a great turnout of Raider fans. You look across the floor on the far side, Batesville has that side about two-thirds full as well, a great turnout of Batesville home fans as well. And, Brian, not the only game that people are interested in tonight, as your Indianapolis Colts have a home matchup tonight that has some playoff implications as well.
Yes, Colts have to get one more win. So, unfortunately, you're one of those Bengals fans that always heckle me, but we need one more to get in the playoffs. I'm just asking for one more.
Got no opportunity to heckle you this year other than the head-to-head matchup, but Colts are still alive and playing for an opportunity to get to the postseason. And the Bengals will finish out the string tomorrow with no postseason possibilities. But good luck to the Colts. I have a feeling a lot of people, including my partner, will be checking scores throughout the contest. But we hope to keep your interest with this matchup tonight, and looking forward to a good one. Sevy Beach in his second year at South Ripley, a record of 16-18. He's in his seventh season overall, 59-90. For Aaron Garrett, in his 16th year, he comes in with a record all at Batesville of I said that wrong. Sevy is now 17-17. My apologies. I gave the wrong record on him. 17-17, and his win the other night made him 60-89 on his career. Batesville's Aaron Garrett comes in 227-137 in his 16th season. He's got 11 Ripley County tourney titles in those 16 years. Starting line has been introduced. Teams are on the floor. Batesville in their home whites going from our left to our right. South Ripley in their road greens, just the opposite in your mind's eye. Standing, it'll be Cade Kaiser and Cole Henry to tip this ball off. And we are just about ready to get this championship game underway. The head official is Dan Morgan tonight, stands in to make the toss. Ball is tapped. Batesville controls and tips it out of bounds. South Ripley will get the opening possession of the game.
South Ripley have to handle that 2-3 zone and the strength of Batesville tonight, I think, to stay in this one to get a win.
The size was a big factor last time inside. Drunkenmeyer and Kaiser blocked a lot of shots. Raiders go high-low immediately. Ethan Johnson fights Cole Henry down on the right block, and Henry lays it in for two. Raiders with the first basket. South Ripley opens man-to-man. Kaiser swings it around the perimeter over to Johnson. Back out on top now to Prickle. Guarded by Ward. Prickle off a ball screen. Sweet roll by Grunkmeyer. He puts up the shot heading toward the basket. Henry swats it out of bounds. Keep it with the Bulldogs.
South Ripley with that man-to-man trying to take away the threes. Raiders get a good look by Henry on one end. And right here, Batesville goes to the pick and roll and had a look right away.
Batesville inbound under their own basket. Lures will throw it in. Bulldogs in a box set. They throw it into Kaiser. He gets it out top to Prickle all the way around to Lures. And now it's in the hands of Sam Johnson. He goes inside to Grunk. Has it knocked out of bounds by Henry again. Keep it with the Bulldogs. Two deflections already for Cole Henry. Raiders on top, 2-0 in the early going. Lures throws it in front of the South Ripley bench. Finds Sam Johnson. High post to Grunkmeyer. Back to Johnson. Chancey Volz guards him. They get it far baseline to Kaiser. He's a drive threat. Does so. Finds Lures right side. Out top to Johnson. Back to Lures. And South Ripley applauding the defensive effort of the Raiders. High-low pass inside to Grunkmeyer. Kicks it out for a long three out of the corner. No good by Prickle. And Ethan Johnson controls the rebound for the Raiders. Gets it to Drew Volz. And now it's in the hands of Ward. Ward at the center circle. Directing traffic here, getting the Raiders set up in their 1-3-1. Cole Henry from 15 feet drops it in. Henry's got 4 points in the contest. Raiders on top, 4-0. Batesville in the half-court offense. Cade Kaiser is open top of the key. He puts up a three. It comes up short. Cole Henry pulls the rebound for South Ripley. Off to Drew Volz. Drew pushing pace, gets it to Chancey, back to Cole. Three on the way, no good. Rebound to South Ripley. Ward has it. He'll reset the offense for the Raiders. Nice pass inside to Ethan Johnson. Johnson goes up from the right block. It's no good, but a whistle and a foul.
And if you're the Raiders, you couldn't ask for a better start. 2 of 3 from the field. Batesville come out. Their first two shots are three-pointers. They're 0 of 2 from the three.
Ethan Johnson stands in for the free throw, and the first one is no good. On the year coming into the tournament, Ethan was 10 for 17 from the free throw line for 59%. The foul went against Grunkmeyer, his first. Second free throw on the way, and he got that one. 1 out of 2 to put the Raiders on top, 5-0. Great start for Sevy Beach's crew. Batesville brings it across the timeline. Lures goes left side to Kaiser. Kaiser off a ball screen, kicks it over into the corner to Prickle. They move it back around to Kaiser. Kaiser, drive opportunity, runs into Cole Henry, and it'll be a jump ball situation, and it'll keep it with the Batesville Bulldogs. Brian, great job by Cole Henry to remain in help side.
Yes, he did, and he went straight up. Grunk went right into him like he should. He just went
the wrong
straight
team. Sorry, Brian, but as I look out there, Ethan Johnson stepped in to throw the ball inbounds. It's supposed to be Batesville's ball. No. They're going to change this. The official over here, now they're going to, officials are going to have to talk, Brian, because the out official pointed the other direction, and now they're going to get it squared away. It should have been Batesville's ball, and it is. Bulldogs inbound under their own basket. Lures throws it into Prickle. Lures gets it back at the top of the key. Being guarded closely by Drew Volz. Prickle goes high post with it to Grunkmeyer. Back to Prickle on the wing. Drives off a ball screen. Screen and roll. Grunkmeyer catches it. Can't make the shot. Cole Henry on the rebound. Raiders quickly down four. Chancey Volz, three out of the corner. And Chancey makes the three. Raiders 8-0. And Aaron Garrett needs a timeout. And the Raider fans are on their feet. A 30-second timeout, Brian. Let's keep it right here. Talk about this start for the South Ripley Raiders.
That's exactly what the Raiders are looking for, especially on Batesville's home court. You got to come out and knock down some easy ones to start. They got an 8-0 jump right out of the bat. Batesville's had two or three good looks, just haven't been able to finish anything. And you can see Coach Garrett is lighting the fire over there before the Bulldogs.
He absolutely is. Coach Garrett is typically a pretty laid-back guy. He is animated in that timeout, trying to wake up his Bulldogs as he's not happy with their execution on either end of the floor. 5:28 to play in the first quarter. South Ripley scores the first eight of the game. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Ivy Tech Community College, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Napoleon State Bank, and Gehrings. Speaking of Ivy Tech, Brian, free popcorn all over this place, courtesy of Ivy Tech Community College. Batesville on the offensive attack. Sam Johnson drives from the top of the key, and they're going to get a quick foul on Chancey Volz on the bump.
Going to be his first, the Raiders' first. Each team with one foul, so no trouble right now with 5:19 to go in the first period.
My wife, Lisa, whose voice you hear on the Ivy Tech commercials, helped set up that popcorn promotion. Great seeing everybody getting free popcorn courtesy of Ivy Tech. With the basketball, Cade Kaiser, top of the key against Henry. Picks up his dribble, kicks it out in the corner for a three. Prickle's three is no good, but Grunkmeyer grabs the offensive rebound. His putback is no good, but Grunk will go to the free throw line to shoot two as he is fouled.
Grunk, 18 of 23 on a season, 87%. He had 7 points in that ball game on Wednesday night.
Ethan Johnson gets the first foul for South Ripley, and Grunkmeyer no good on the first free throw.
And that's a good job by Grunk getting in to get the rebound. South Ripley in that man-to-man should be able to block out of there, but he worked his way in.
Second free throw by Grunk is good, and Batesville is on the board. They trail South Ripley 8-1. 5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Batesville bringing his 2-3 zone out and matching up with the guards out front. South Ripley moves it around the perimeter. Drew Volz far side, goes short corner, finds Ethan Johnson, and Ethan throws it away. Batesville comes out of there with it, ahead to Lures. Back to Prickle. Now he finds Grunkmeyer at the free throw line. Batesville reset the offense. Prickle has the ball way outside on that left side. Brings it right side to Johnson. Batesville running their man-to-man set, similar to what we saw Jackson Dell running in game number one. A lot of cuts to the basket. Here's Johnson on one of those. Picks up his dribble in the short corner and brings it out top. Kaiser trying to attack Ethan Johnson. Ethan does a nice job stopping the drive. They get it back out to Lures, back to Kaiser, right wing on the perimeter. Kaiser cross-courts it to Lures. Now back out to Gus Prickle, all the way back around to Kaiser. Good ball movement here for the Bulldogs, and they're being very patient. Sam Johnson wants to drive, lose the handle, and Drew Volz comes away with it. Gets it over to Blaine Ward, and the Raiders will walk it up. Blaine across the timeline. Raiders set up their 1-3-1. Blaine goes to Johnson on the baseline again. Henry steps out, catches, drives, but Cole Henry will get called for steps, Brian.
And that's the second turnover on the Raiders. Batesville just committed their first right down here, so very well played game to this point.
Although Aaron Garrett's timeout has not resulted in much offense so far, it has stopped the Raiders' momentum on the defensive end for Batesville. 8-1, Raiders on top. South Ripley now shows a 2-3 zone as the chess match continues. Sevy Beach's dad, Tom, one of his assistants, steps up to whisper something in his ear as the Raiders plan their strategy. Bulldogs moving around the perimeter against this zone. With it is Lures, picks up his dribble left side, goes to Prickle. Prickle goes left corner with it to Johnson. Johnson a step back three and no good. Came up short. Blaine Ward grabs the carom for South Ripley. Ward on the attack for the Raiders. Over to Drew Volz. Back to Ward. High post to Henry. Cole spins. Heading toward the block. Fadeaway jumper is up and good off the glass for Cole Henry. 6 points on the night for Cole. Raiders on top 10-1.
And Cole's one of those guys that can cause trouble to a 2-3 zone like that in that middle, the way he can shoot and move.
Batesville with the basketball, trailing by nine, finds Kaiser, a drive to the basket, puts up a shot, right side, no good, a whistle and a foul, and this will be a blocking foul on Blaine Ward. He got over there to try to take the charge, but the officials say he was not set, and so that'll be Blaine's first foul, second on the team.
Kaiser will be at the line, first trip tonight, 71% free throw shooter, and he makes the first.
Cade Kaiser had 20 points in the opening round victory over Jackson Dell. Free throws brought to you by Assured Partners Insurance in Batesville. See Mark Taylor with Assured Partners Insurance. I'm going to make up another one there because I missed it on the last free throw. brought to you by Assured Partners Insurance in Batesville. See Rebecca Kraft as well. We thank Assured Partners, our free throw sponsor. Second free throw by Kaiser is up, and it is good. Makes it 10-3. South Ripley on top. Batesville showing some full court pressure. Gavin Binion is checked in for South Ripley. Tries to kick it out to Drew Volts. The ball goes out of bounds. And another turnover for the Raiders, Brian. They're having a little trouble here offensively.
Yeah, those are the ones you don't like, an unforced turnover. They had it across. Just need to set up.
2:40 to play in the first quarter. Batesville with the ball, trailing by 7. Sam Johnson off a high ball screen. Gives to Kaiser. He's open top of the key, and he drains the 3. Cade Kaiser with 5 points. Makes it 10-6. First 3-pointer for the Bulldogs. South Ripley down the court quickly. Binion tries to feed Cole Henry inside. That's stolen away by Batesville's Braden Maple. Maple takes it all the way down to the block, kicks it out right corner. Kaiser on the drive. Shot up, no good, and we got a whistle and another blocking foul against South Ripley. This one will go against Chancey Volts, and Brian, I have Chancey for 2.
Yep, I have the same, Rob. And Cade Kaiser starting to step up and take things over. He had 20 the other night in that ball game against Jacksonville. He's got 5 already.
Batesville starting to attack the basket, Brian. South Ripley, I don't dislike the strategy of trying to take the charging violations, but they haven't been able to get set on either of the attempts just yet. This free throw brought to you by Assured Partners Insurance in Batesville. See Kevin Krekel with Assured Partners Insurance. Kaiser drops them both into the bottom of the net. Kaiser already with 7 points in the game. He has 7 out of the 8 for Batesville. From 8-0, it's now 10-8. South Ripley almost turned it over again. Blaine Ward gets it over to Drew Volts. Batesville really pressuring in half court now, Brian. And we got a whistle and a foul go against Batesville.
Yes, and they've brought that pressure all the way out to half court. They're pressuring everywhere instead of staying back in the zone. That foul was on number 3. Trent Lewis, his first, team second.
South Ripley, with exactly 2 minutes to play in the quarter, holds a 2-point lead, 10-8 over Batesville. High post to Cole Henry. Kicks it out on the right side to Sipples. Sipples pulls up from 15 feet. It's no good. Rebound battled for, controlled by Grunkmeyer. Here come the Bulldogs. Kaiser, cross-court pass to Maple. Maple goes at a high post, tries to feed Grunkmeyer inside. Deflected out of bounds by Drew Volts. Keep it with the Bulldogs.
Yeah, good hands right there. That was going to be another easy two to tie this thing up.
1:39 to play in the quarter. Batesville inbounds under their own basket. They throw it into Kaiser, out to Maple. Now lures Johnson, 3 on the way. Short. Rebound battle for, goes out of bounds. Keep it with the Bulldogs. Blaine Ward and Grunkemeyer were battling for it, and it goes out of bounds off of Blaine. Sam Johnson will trigger it in under the Bulldog basket, finds Kaiser. They're going to run America's play here and try to find Johnson off a screen, and Drew Volz did a great job fighting through it. Batesville swings it around far side to Maple. Lures steps out long, 3 long. Rebound controlled by Batesville. Kaiser's put back no good. Tries to get it again, goes out of bounds, and again they'll keep it with Batesville, saying it went off South Ripley.
And I believe they've been, each one of those have been right. I mean, South Ripley's had a hand on those right at the very end.
If we took a poll of the fans on this side of the floor, I don't think they would agree with that, Brian, but I think you're right. Batesville inbounds. Kaiser gets it into Johnson. 1:13 to play in the quarter. Batesville trails South Ripley by 2. Maple swings it over into the hands of Kaiser, all the way out front to Lures. Raiders in man-to-man. Johnson right wing finds Grunk. Layup up on the right side is good. 3 points for Grunkmeyer, and we are all tied up. That timeout by Aaron Garrett changed the momentum in this ball game. Volts with the basketball, goes high post to Johnson, out to Ward. Blaine at the volleyball line, directing traffic. Nice fake, leans in for a 10-footer, and it's short. Rebound to Sam Johnson. Here come the Bulldogs with 40 seconds in the quarter. Lures out top. Kaiser, 3 on the way, top of the key, short. And they tip it out, and Batesville gets the offensive rebound. Kaiser finds a lane to the basket, lays it in for 2. Kaiser has 9 points, and Batesville's taking their first lead, 12-10. Blaine Ward finds a lane to the basket, goes up on the right hand from the left side. It's no good. Rebound controlled by Kaiser, and Aaron Garrett wants to play for 1 with 10 seconds left. Kaiser gets a high ball screen from Gronk at five. Kizer drives. Nice pass to Maple. Off the backboard left side is good at the buzzer. And Batesville goes into the end of the quarter with a 14-10 lead. We'll take a timeout and come back with second quarter action right after this. You're listening to the championship game of the Ripley County Basketball Tournament on Country 103.9 WRBI.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
H&R Block, with convenient locations in Batesville, Sunman, Brookville, Greensburg, and Versailles.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by H&R Block, Ison's Family Pizza, Stratton Carpenter Funeral Home, and the Rusty Buck. Rob Moorhead, Brian Samples with you. After taking an 8-0 lead to start the game, South Ripley finds themselves trailing 14-10 as we start quarter number two. Raiders get the first possession, and Brian, Batesville is man-to-man. They go left side to McNew. McNew out top to Drew Volts. Drew pulls up at the free throw line from 15, and he got it. Drew Volts in the scoring column for South Ripley for the first time tonight. Cuts the Bulldog lead to two. South Ripley goes man-to-man. Cade Kizer has it out on the right wing, looking inside to Johnson. Johnson guarded by Blaine Ward. Johnson backing in. Nice cut by Grunkmeyer. Gets a nice pass from Johnson, and Grunkmeyer is fouled as he goes up for the shot. And again, Batesville will go to the free throw line as this foul will go against Gavin Binion.
Grunkmeyer's one of two so far from the line. He's done a really good job setting his guys up, taking that back cut. Batesville's found him each cut.
Free throws brought to you by Assured Partners Insurance in Batesville. See David Ball with Assured Partners Insurance. That first free throw is good. These are the seventh and eighth free throws of the game for Batesville. Makes the second one. Bulldogs doing a good job taking the ball to the basket. 16-12. Batesville on top by four. Token pressure here as the Raiders get it across the timeline. Mason McNew goes right side into the hands of Blaine Ward. Ward brings it out to Drew Volts. Volts being guarded by Lures kicks it out to Ward. Blaine dribbling off a high ball screen picks up his dribble. Nice back cut by Henry, but the bat ball is deflected and stolen by Batesville. Johnson comes out of there with it. Lures now gets it, and Aaron Garrett says, reset the offense here, fellas. Aaron Garrett wanting to take some time here on this possession and get a good shot, trying to add to this four-point lead. Sam Johnson goes inside to Grunkmeyer. Mason McNew checks Grunk. Grunk dribbling, backing in, loses the handle on it. McNew knocks it away, and Drew Volts comes up with it for South Ripley. Volts hits the penetration hard, kicks it out for a three to Cole Henry. Henry's three goes baking, and Batesville comes away with it. Down the court is Maple, swinging it all the way around into Kizer on the left wing. 6 minutes to play in the half here. Batesville on top by four. Kizer, step back three at the top of the key, and he got it. Cade Kizer already in double digits with 12, puts Batesville on top 19-12. Drew Volts gets around his defender heading toward the basket. We got a whistle, and Drew Volts will be called with an offensive foul. Trent Lures was trying to stop his drive, and Drew called for the hook, Brian.
Yep, and that's the second foul on the Raiders in the period. The Raiders normally get a lot of threes in the air. I only have them for shooting two so far to this point, so Batesville's taking that away.
South Ripley changes defense as goes to a 2-3. Aaron Garrett calling the offense from the sideline. Trying to get the ball to the right places here as he gets his players where he wants them, and Prickle starts the offense. Nice pass inside to Kizer. Kizer kicks it out for a three by Maple. It's up, and it is good. Batesville heating up from the arc. Maple has five, and it's a 10-point lead for the Batesville Bulldogs. We got a whistle and action away from the ball. We will see what the official calls this time. It's going to be an off-the-ball foul against Braden Maple. I think he and Blaine Ward got connected over there in some way.
Yes, they did, and that's all the way opposite side of the court for us to see. But Maple's going to come out for a little bit. Coach Garrett going to talk to him, explain things.
So that's the first foul against Batesville in the quarter, and the first foul on Maple. South River, they're inbound under their own basket. Drew Volz to throw it in. Goes all the way to the backcourt, and Blaine Ward goes up to make the catch, and he will be fouled by Trent Lures. That's Lures' second on the team in the quarter.
South Ripley started out 8-0. Batesville's returned at it. It's a 22-4 run for the Bulldogs.
And Braden Maple checks right back in. Aaron Garrett got his message delivered and puts the young man back into the ballgame. Batesville goes back to their 2-3 zone. Raiders on the offensive attack after the foul. Drew Volz directing traffic. Gets it over to Blaine Ward on the perimeter. He goes high post to Johnson. Low post into Henry. Off the glass for two. Cole Henry has eight. That's the high-low attack. South Ripley needs to continue. Batesville moves the ball around the perimeter against the Raider man-to-man. Kaiser looking for a driving lane. Dribbles to the left. Gets around Johnson. Off the glass with the left hand and good. Cade Kaiser, Brian, putting on a show out here on the offensive end.
And when we talked the other night, he's also 6'5", big, strong kid. But, man, he gets to the bucket quick. It's tough for the Raiders to stop that.
14 points for Kaiser. Blaine Ward, screen and roll. Dumps it off to Henry. Henry goes up from the right block. No good. Whistle and a foul. And just like happened on the other end with South Ripley, it looked like Sam Johnson tried to get in position for a charge, Brian, but he was called with a blocking foul.
Yes, that'll be his first. It'll be the third on Bulldogs. They'll send Cole Henry to the line, his first trip tonight. 75% on the season.
1-for-1 tonight. He's got 9 points. Tonight's free throws are brought to you by Assured Partners Insurance in Batesville. See Mark Taylor with Assured Partners Insurance. Henry looking for his 10th point, and it comes up short. Mason McNew on the offensive rebound, kicks it over to Henry. Henry puts it on the ground. The ball comes loose, and Grunkmeyer grabs it for the Batesville Bulldogs. Raiders had an opportunity there, find themselves trailing by 9. Maple has it over to Kaiser. Right side with it is Sam Johnson. Back to Kaiser between the circles. All the way far side into the hands of Prickle. Now they bring it back to Kaiser. And Batesville being very patient as they get their man-to-man offense set up. It's Sam Johnson left wing as we approach the 4-minute mark in quarter number 2. Batesville on top 24-15. Grunkmeyer has it just to the right of the top of the key. Gives it off to Prickle. Being guarded by Sipples. Left side to Johnson. Johnson hands it off to Maple, and they'll reset again, Brian. A long possession here for Batesville.
Yes, and with that 9-point lead, they're probably good to do this. Work it a little bit, make sure they get a good one.
Grunkmeyer gets it, top of the key, spins, kicks it out to Kaiser on the corner. Kaiser loses the handle on it, finds Johnson wide open, three on the way short. Rebound knocked around, it goes out of bounds, and that will go to South Ripley.
I have the Bulldogs shooting 11 threes to this point.
What's the make percentage look like, Brian? Sorry about that.
Two.
I thought you might have that. 2 for 8. I have them with 3.
3, yep.
Yep, 3 for 8.
There, I got the other one.
Just shy of 50%. After the ball goes out of bounds, South Ripley will inbound. Drew Volz gets it down the court. He finds Henry driving to the basket, and Henry loses the handle on the basketball. He had a chance for a layup there, but lost it. Batesville gets it down quickly to Kaiser. Kaiser drives, kicks it out. Now Johnson has it. Johnson pulls up in the lane, tries to go inside to Maple. It's deflected out to Kaiser. Kaiser will bring it all the way out to Gus Prickle as we now hit the 3-minute mark left in half number 1. They find Johnson on a cut, going down the left side. Shot is up and good. They will say no basket, as a foul occurred on the drive, or really on the catch, Brian, against South Ripley.
I believe that's going to be on Drew Volz. That'll be his second. South Ripley with 7 turnovers now. So started out the game taking care of the basketball, now had a few turnovers on this end.
Only the third foul on the Raiders in the quarter. So Batesville inbounds out of their own basket. Maple has it on the right wing. Now to Grunk. Grunkemeyer guarded by Henry. Back out to Maple. They'll take it all the way around left side. Now to Kaiser. Find Maple on a cut to the basket. He catches it and will be called for the offensive foul. Blaine Ward got in position, and Maple gets called for the foul.
That'll be his second, the team fourth. So 2:44 to go here till half. Raiders will be in that bonus.
I think they got Maple for extending his forearm there, Brian. And when the referees see your arm get out from your body like that, they're going to call that foul 90% of the time.
Yes, and he had good position there. I think he had Ward out of position, but that push-off got him.
That's the fourth team foul against Batesville, so the Raiders will shoot two on the next foul. South Ripley brings it across the timeline. Sipples goes to Cole Henry, guarded by Grunkmeyer. Cole on the dribble, spins, kicks it out to Drew Volz. Henry gets it top of the key, driving to the right side, puts it up. A little fade away from the right block, no good, and Grunkmeyer gets the rebound and brings it down court, gives it off to Prickle. Prickle finds a lane to the basket, a little fadeaway jumper from 10 feet, and Gus Prickle's in the scoring column for the first time tonight. Puts Batesville on top, 26-15, with 2:10 to play in the quarter. South Ripley finds Cole Henry on a back cut. Henry with the reverse layup lays it in. Henry now has 11 points to make it 26-17, and we've got a timeout as Grunkmeyer grabs his right shoulder. I think he and Henry might have got tied up there.
And you can't explain that play that Henry just made on that little back cut. Those long arms, he's able to go from one side of the basket all the way up and under on the other, spin that thing in on the reverse.
Grunkemeyer's going to take a seat on the bench and actually get looked at by the trainer as he's in some pain, Brian, holding that right arm, looked to be favoring that right shoulder.
And he already has a patch on the left side, too, so I don't know what that's from.
Batesville will inbound the basketball with 2 minutes remaining in the half. Batesville on top 26-17 here in the championship game of the 100th edition of the Ripley County Basketball Tourney. Batesville running their man-to-man offense. They bring it over to Prickle. Prickle on the perimeter gives it over to Kaiser. He goes inside, tries to find Caden Drake in there. Now they swing it all the way back to Prickle. Top of the key, three on the way, no good. Mason McNew on the rebound. Finds Johnson out ahead. Johnson tries to find Ward. Ward can't handle the pass, and it goes off of his hands on the baseline. Blaine tried to save it in, but the ball had already gone out of bounds. Give it back to Batesville.
8 turnovers now on the Raiders, just 3 for Batesville.
1:35 to play in the half. Batesville on top 26-17. Aaron Garrett shouting instructions to the Bulldogs as Gus Prickle will walk it across the timeline to Kaiser. All the way around the left side to James Hughes. Hughes has checked into the ballgame, played in that JV tournament this morning. Right side to Kaiser, guarded by Sam Johnson. Kaiser puts the ball on the floor off a high ball screen, goes to the top of the key and kicks it out into the hands of Caden Drake. Back to Kaiser. As we approach 1 minute left to play in half number one, Batesville being very patient. Sam Johnson has it on the left perimeter. Brings it over to Hughes. Hughes takes it down baseline to Drake. Now they swing it all the way around to the top to Hughes. Back out to Kaiser, and they may, I don't know, Brian, 48 seconds left. They're looking for a good one here, but just being extremely patient with this 9-point lead.
They're doing a really good job. They got some bench players in right now trying to get them some minutes, and it's working perfect for them.
And I think they're going to play for one, Brian, and try to go into the half with a double-digit lead. Aaron Garrett directing traffic from the sideline. Kaiser holds it out near the center line as the Raider fans chant boring from the student section. And that was being chanted by the Batesville fans at South Ripley in the second half of the girls' game last night as the Raiders were taking time off the clock. Kaiser gets it away to James Hughes, who stands in the center circle. We're down to 10 seconds to play in the half. Back to Kaiser at the volleyball line. Finds a lane to the basket. Mason McNew knocks it away. Prickle comes up with it, tries to go inside to Kaiser, and Blaine Ward deflects it out of bounds with 1.7 seconds left. Keep it with the Bulldogs.
Both teams had a chance there, and it's going to end up with the Bulldogs at 1.7.
Batesville will inbound under their own basket. Trent Lewis checks back in to replace Caden Drake. Bulldogs line up 1-4 deep. Gus Prickle to trigger it in. Got a catch and shoot here. They go to Johnson. Catch, spin, shot up. He got it. just an enormous shot going into the half as Sam Johnson catches the ball, spins at the top of the key, and drains the three-pointer to send Batesville to the locker room with a 29-17 halftime advantage. We'll take a timeout and come back with our halftime show right after this. You are listening to the championship game of the 100th edition of the Ripley County Boys Basketball Tournament on Country 103.9 WRBI.
Hi, this is Mike Stratton of the Stratton Karstetter Funeral Home in Versailles. Eric Karstetter and I are proud to partner with WRBI in bringing you the 100th edition of the Ripley County Tournament. So whether you're an old Napoleon Bearcat, an Osgood Cowboy, a Cross Plains Wildcat, a New Marion Panther, a Versailles Lion, or an old Holton Warhorse like me, we hope you will enjoy one of the finest traditions in Indiana high school basketball.
Stratton Karstetter Funeral Home, proudly serving southeastern Indiana for over two decades.
Hi, everybody. It's Jim Williams again. And you know, the 100th Ripley County Basketball Tournament is a very special thing. And to celebrate it, Affinity Graphics and Tees is taking orders right now for the special t-shirt commemorating this milestone event. They even feature the logos of all the current and past teams that have been part of the tourney. I ordered mine as soon as I heard about it, and I hope you'll order yours right now, too. Just head on over to the Affinity Graphics and Tees Facebook page. That's Affinity Graphics and Tees for your official Ripley County Tournament t-shirt.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehrings to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehrings and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Thank you very much to Jim Williams back in the studio running the board for us tonight. We've reached the half of the championship of this boys' Ripley County tourney. Batesville on top 29-17. South Ripley got out to an 8-0 lead. Batesville called a timeout, and the tide turned from that moment on. The Bulldogs outscored South Ripley 15-7 in quarter number two to take a 29-17 lead into the half. At this time, Brian and I are joined by the winning coach from the girls' 49th Ripley County basketball tournament, winning his second Ripley County tournament with the South Ripley Raiders. Matt McNew, congratulations on your tournament championship.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate having me on, and pretty proud of my girls for last night's game. So,
Brian was talking in the pregame show, looking at Wednesday night's boys game, saying John Harrell only missed the predictions by 1 point in those two games. And I reminded him, and I love John Harrell, don't get me wrong, but last night John Harrell had Batesville as, I think, an 11 or 14-point favorite in that game, Matt, and South Ripley just came out and really had their way with the Bulldogs. What was the game plan that allowed you guys to have the success that you had last night?
Well, first of all, John Harrell, he fuels our fire. We use that a lot, and he did have us as 11-point underdog, and anytime you give us an underdog way, we try to find a way, our own way, to make you wrong. But our game plan was, obviously, if you go to the game, you watch the game, Batesville is so athletic and tall, and we are not, so you have to offset that some way. And most defenses, to offset that, allows their three-point shooters then to be open. So it was very difficult. We did come up with a defense that we played against them. It was a zone defense, obviously, to hold their best three-point shooter to no three-pointers and let their top middle girl score as many as she wanted and then shut everybody else down from that point. Of course, we worked on limiting them to one shot every time down the floor. When you give an athletic team more opportunities, you're hurting yourself. So we're trying to just keep it to one and done. So that was pretty much it. But you know what it is. No matter what your game plan is, the girls are your team. If you're coaching boys, they have to buy into it. And my girls, all of them bought into it, all 5.5 of them. Because with all the injuries, we don't have a full group, you know. But But they all bought into it, and they did their part when they were in there, and they knew what they were going to do. We had one instance where one of the girls from Batesville drove straight down the lane and shot a wide-open layup, and I yelled at them, and I asked them what happened, and three girls said, oh, it's my fault. So I had three girls in the wrong spot. They all knew it.
I love that.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just that. And they played as a team. And we, once we calmed down in the first quarter, we were a little hyped up, and we tried to play Batesville speed, which we cannot do that. Once I got them calmed down, we did great. So,
Matt, I want to let Brian jump in. Before I do, I want you to talk about the play of Reese Obendorf, who was named MVP in the tournament.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I'm sorry, but even if we lose that game, Reese is the MVP of that tournament. And she's the MVP of our team. She plays so hard, and when she's playing that way, everybody else follows in. She took care of the ball the entire game. She brings it up almost every single possession. She deals with all their defense. She has multiple players hitting her at, you know, all times.
I heard her called a pinball wizard.
Yeah.
That was I called her.
You
that.
Called her that. It was perfect. That's exactly. We try to think of what to call her, and that was good because she's bounced around all over the place. But, you know, you have role players on our team, and then you have Reese, who leads the role players. And she did an excellent job last night, never lost her head, struggled at the free throw line, and I just talked to her for a little bit. And then hits six in a row at a big point of the game, you know. So, as a senior stepping up and, you know, showing the rest of the team what you do as a South Ripley Raider, it's so important.
And you, there were key plays in that game that I see, and you know of more. You've probably rewatched it, whatever else. But you had the lead. Batesville comes back. They go up six or eight. There was a breaking point right there. Nobody panicked. You guys just stayed with it. You played. You fought back. You battled all the way through. You had some big buckets. Like I said, everybody made really good plays for you. Yeah. Defense was great. Gracie, Susie Gunner. Gracie can give – Susie knocks down 2 3-pointers. Then you have Claire Samples knocking down 2 3-pointers. But another really big play, I think, is when that game was down to like 4 points late. I mean, it took every single play you had. It was down late. Shooting free throws, you miss, and Lexi Franklin slides in there and grabs that offensive board, and then she hits 2 free throws.
Yes.
You just missed 2. She goes up and hits it. It goes back 6, and I think that was it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think you were good.
You know, I joked around about it, and I said when Susie hit that 3 in the corner, right. I was like, that was the breaking point. Everybody in the gym's like, Susie hit a 3. We're bound to win. But, you know, there were a lot of plays in that game, and you are right. Lexi fights harder than any little big girl that you can have, and she got in there, grabbed that rebound, and it was actually kind of an odd situation because
it really was.
She shouldn't have got the rebound, ends up with it, puts it back in, gets fouled. I mean, she did a great job. And if you look at my minutes, like, these girls are playing 30 to 31 minutes of a 32-minute game.
Yep.
You know, so they're exhausted. And to be in that last part of the game and be able to give enough to grab a rebound, fight off a kid, and then take your time and hit free throws, it was a very big moment in the game. Back to where they got ahead of us in the first half, at the end of the first quarter, I told the girls, I said, you know, they're up 16-8, and it's because every point they've scored is on our turnover, live ball turnover. I go, stop turning the ball over. They can't score against our defense. Clicked. We started playing our defense, and then we came back little by little.
And, Matt, I think the key was their press hurt you a little bit early. Your defense was so good keeping them from scoring in the third quarter. They couldn't get their press set up, and you guys took advantage and built a lead.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, that's what you got to do with a pressing team. I tell my girls all the time, you don't like their press, don't let them score.
Yep.
You know, so.
Well, Matt, you did a fantastic job getting your second Ripley County tournament win. We congratulate you. Proud of you. Great job with the girls. And thank you so much for taking some time to join us here at the half.
Absolutely. Go Raiders. Let's get this one.
Good to see Mason out there getting some minutes, too. Matt's son, Mason, playing here for the Raider Bars. That's Matt McNew, head coach of the South Ripley Raiders. The Lady Raiders win the Ripley County tourney last night. We'll take a 90-second timeout, and we'll come back with more of the second half here from Batesville High School in this Ripley County Championship. Batesville on top of South Ripley, 29-17 on Country 103.9 WRBI.
Ready to tackle outdoor projects? Visit Nobby Mower Shop in Batesville, your go-to for quality outdoor equipment. Explore John Deere compact tractors, delivering power from 23 to 100 horsepower for both residential and commercial.
Financing available with approved credit. Nobby Mower Shop, locally owned for 40 years, is your go-to for outdoor equipment, offering pickup, delivery, certified technicians, and parts. Nobby Mower Shop, your partner in power. Visit today and get those projects rolling.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Thank you very much, Jim Williams. Back in the studio, Rob Moorhead, Brian Samples with you as we start second half action. Batesville on top 29-17. They get the first possession here in the second half. The Raiders open up in the 2-3 zone. Looks like starters on the floor for both teams. Prickle has it on the wing. Loose the handle. It goes out of bounds. Keep it with Batesville. Batesville scoring in the first half. They were led by Cade Kaiser with 14 points, 5 from Braden Maple, 3 from Sam Johnson, 2 from Grunk, and 2 from Prickle. Batesville inbounds into the backcourt. On the offensive attack, it's Prickle. Goes to lures, high post to Grunk, baseline to Kaiser, drive, goes up and is met by Cole Henry, and the shot is blocked. South Ripley comes out of there with it. Blaine Ward on the wing. Blaine picks up his dribble, gets it out to Drew Volts. Volts will reset the offense for South Ripley. Down to Cole Henry. Henry's going to drive baseline. Wants to find a perimeter player for the Raiders in Ward, but it's stolen away by Batesville. Kaiser down to Prickle. Top to Lures. He's open. Three on the way. No good. Grunkemeyer gets the rebound. Back out to Lures. Lures finds Prickle. He wants three. It's no good. Rebound to Johnson. Back out to Prickle. Batesville winning the rebounding battle big time, Brian.
Yes, Raiders are going to get back in this. They got to grab those boards.
Kaiser open for three on the way. You give them three chances, they're going to make one, and Cade Kaiser drains that one. Kaiser now has 17, and there's a quick stoppage of play, Brian. I didn't see what happened. I think a Raider came up limping there. South Ripley's going to take the advantage to get a couple subs in there.
Yep, that was Chancey Fultz, it looks like, might have twisted an ankle or something over there off one of those shots.
South Ripley scoring in the first half. Was Henry with 11. Volts, Chancey with 3. Drew Volts with 2. And Ethan Johnson with 1. South Ripley with the basketball against this zone. Sipples checked into the game. Drives baseline. Kicks it out to Drew Volts. Drew Volts gives it off to Blaine Ward. Batesville's done a good job on Blaine. They go inside out. Now over to Sipples. He pulls up from 15 and he got it. The sophomore, Bryce Sipples, lays it in for 2 from 15 feet, makes it 32-19. We've played 2 minutes here in the third quarter. Appreciate Matt McNew, the coach of the champion Lady Raiders, for joining us at the half. Baseline, Johnson, 3, got it. Sam Johnson nails the 3. 6 points in the game for Sam on 2 3-pointers. Batesville with their biggest lead of the night at 16. Drew Volz kicks it out to Sipples. Sipples drives, goes up to the right side and lays it in, and he's fouled. 2 straight baskets for Bryson Sipples, and he'll go to the free throw line for the 3-point play.
You mentioned Sam Johnson. He didn't have a point in that first half until he hit a fadeaway 3 right at the buzzer, and then he comes right out second half and hits another one.
Foul goes against Sam Johnson, his second. Sipples tries to complete the 3-point play, and he does not. His free throw goes long. Here comes Batesville. Brian, I know you've got some statistics there we didn't get to talk about. I'd be interested in the rebound numbers as we go on because I do think that's been a big factor in this game. Batesville attacking South Ripley's 2-3 zone. Johnson, left perimeter, pulls up for a long 3, and he got it. Sam Johnson can get hot, and he's doing just that, Brian. He's made 3 threes. He's got 9 points. Batesville's already made 3 threes in the half. They're on top by 17. Blaine Ward with the basketball. Goes high post to McNew. Kicks it out to Sipples. Back to Blaine. Blaine picked up there by Lures. Blaine will dribble it out to the center circle. Right side to Volts. Cross court to Ethan Johnson. High post McNew. 15-footer on the way, and he rolls it home. Mason McNew, his first basket, makes it 38-23. But, Brian, the Raiders are trading twos for threes.
Yep, Batesville just edging out on each play down the court right now. Raiders got to find a stop.
South Ripley has three field goals, and Batesville knocks it out of bounds. It goes off of Trent Lures. Give it over to South Ripley. The Raiders have 3 2-point field goals in the second half. Batesville has 3 field goals. They're all threes.
It's just the fourth turnover on the Bulldogs. They're doing a good job of taking care of the basketball.
Raiders trail by 15 with the basketball. Blaine Ward has it at the center circle against this zone. High post. They go inside to Cole Henry. Cole tries to go reverse layup to the left side, but he is fouled. I don't know if they called this on the floor.
I believe so.
It's a foul against Gronkemeyer, and I think that's going to be his second. And that Raiders will inbound under the basket, Brian. Two fouls against Batesville here in the quarter. South Ripley inbounds under their own basket on the common foul. Drew Volz cuts to the basket, catches the pass, puts up a shot, no good, but Drew is fouled. And Drew Volz gets a chance to go to the charity stripe.
And that's two quick ones on Gronkemeyer, so he's going to have to come out of the game.
Free throws are being brought to you by Assured Partners Insurance in Batesville. See Rebecca Kraft with Assured Partners Insurance. Drew Volz, a 65% free throw shooter coming into the Ripley County tourney, is 0 for 1 in this one. Raiders have missed 2 free throws here in this quarter. Again, Brian, when you're down, you've got to take advantage of every opportunity to get points.
Especially with the clock stopped.
Chancey Volz has been on the bench. He's going to head into the locker room. I think Chancey twisting an ankle there earlier in the third quarter. Drew steps up and nails the second one, his third point of the night. South Ripley trails by 14. We saw in the first game, Brian, Jacksonville get up by 15, and Milan came storming back and made it 3 at one point. The Raiders need a similar type of situation. Sam Johnson has it out the volleyball line to Prickle. Prickle to Sam Johnson, top of the key. Sam thought about the three, now hands it off to Prickle. All the way right side to Lures. High post to Kaiser. Kaiser looks to drive to the basket, kicks it out to Johnson. Good recovery by South Ripley to keep the hot Johnson from getting that three. Prickle has it now, back to Johnson. Johnson over to Prickle. Once again, they go inside out. All the way back out to Prickle, left side to Johnson. 3:33 to play here in the third quarter. Top of the key to Prickle, right side to Lures. Long three by Lures, nowhere near the basket, but the Batesville gets yet another offensive rebound. Back out to Lures. He tries to find Prickle and throws it into the backcourt. And it will be an over-and-back situation. The refs looked at one another. They weren't sure if Blaine Ward had deflected that or not. He did not, so give it over to South Ripley.
Yes, I was wondering. I was like, is anybody going to call anything? They finally got it.
McNew throws it in to Drew Volz. Batesville back in their 2-3 zone, but they do bring their guards out to apply pressure. Trent Lures out on Volz. Volz gets around the defender, pulls up from 15, no good. Rebound controlled by Sam Johnson, inside three to play in the quarter. Prickle gets into the lane, had it knocked away. He gets it back, kicks it out to Maple. Three out of the corner by Lures is no good, and South Ripley gets a defensive rebound. Drew Volz across the timeline to Blaine Ward. Blaine inside to Volz. Volz at the block, tries to throw it out to Cole Henry, and they miscommunicated. Henry cut, the ball goes out of bounds, and it'll be a turnover, and Seve Beach wants a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well, make it a full timeout. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Batesville on top of South Ripley, 38-24 on 103.9 WRBI.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
Osgood Utilities reminds you to know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. Whether it's gas, water, or sewer work being done on your property, insists on it. Osgood Utilities also salutes the Jack Sendell boys and girls basketball teams and wishes them well in the Ripley County Tournament. Organized sports teaches lessons in hard work and teamwork that will stay with these young men and women for life. Osgood Utilities, reminding you to be safe and dial 811 before you dig.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Bruns Gutzwiller, Osgood Utilities, Fleetwood Chevrolet, and Great Plains Communications. Alongside Brian Samples, I'm Rob Moorhead here at the Ripley County Tourney Championship game. 2.5 to play in quarter number three. Batesville with the ball and a 14-point lead over South Ripley. Raiders are gone man-to-man. Kaiser's on the perimeter with it. Going to bring it all the way out to the center circle. Right side to Trent Lures, down to Gus Prickle. Back to Lures. Lures spins, going against Cole Henry, kicks it out to Kaiser. Kaiser goes against Ethan Johnson, goes inside to Maple. Maple backs it in, tries to kick it out. Blaine Ward deflects it. Batesville comes up with it. Trent Lures gets the ball, and Aaron Garrett stomps his foot and said, settle down and reset the offense. Over to Kaiser. Kaiser to Prickle. Inside 2 minutes to play in the quarter. Batesville's having 30 and 45 second possessions as Sam Johnson drives down to the left block. Turnaround jumper by Johnson. Rolls it in. Sam Johnson now with 11 points. 8 of them here in quarter number 3. Batesville on top by 16. Raiders go high post to Cole Henry. Henry drives, loses footing, keeps the basketball, and Sevy Beach smartly calls a 30-second timeout to keep from losing possession. We'll take a quick 30. Be back right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI.
Ivy Tech, your hometown college, is proud to support our local student athletes. Ivy Tech offers over 70 in-demand programs like business, healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more. Classes are offered in person and online at our Batesville and Lawrenceburg locations. Discover the option that's right for you during Tuesday at the Tech visit days. For more information, go to ivytech.edu/Tuesdays and come check out the Tech.
The Sports Voice, Country 103.9, WRBI, Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.
Alongside Brian Samples, I'm Rob Moorhead. Thanks to Jim Williams back in the studio. A minute and a half to play in the third quarter. Timeout is over. Raiders inbound under their own basket. Get it into Mason McNew. Over to Cole Henry. They hand it off to Blaine Ward. Blaine will reset the offense for South Ripley. Drew Volz has it on the perimeter. They find Blaine Ward far side. Batesville doing a nice job knowing where Blaine Ward is tonight. They've held him scoreless in the contest. High post to Johnson, back to Ward. Ward stands at the volleyball line, goes left side with it. Over to McNew. Ward gets it back, comes off a high screen, back to McNew, to Johnson. High post, 15-footer. Ethan, short. Rebound to Sam Johnson with a minute to play in the quarter. Batesville trying to add to a 16-point lead. Kaiser gives it up on the baseline to Prickle, back to Kaiser. Kaiser drives to the right, shot up, no good, but a whistle and a foul. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two, Brian, as Ethan Johnson will get called for that one.
Kaiser 4-4 from the night. First foul on South Ripley in the entire period. Three for Batesville. 16-point lead for the Bulldogs.
These free throws brought to you by Assured Partners Insurance in Batesville. See Kevin Kreckler with Assured Partners Insurance. First free throw by Kaiser is up and good. Give him 18 on the night. Brian, are you taping the Colts game?
Nope, and it's probably a good thing.
Second free throw on the way and good.
I'm not around Twitter right now either because I would be blowing that up like I always do.
42-24. The numbers are reversed on the scoreboard. Batesville, the four comes first, and they have an 18-point lead. Blaine Ward trying to get in the scoring column, and he does with a long three from the left wing. Blaine Ward makes it 42-27. South Ripley needs more of that. Inside 30 seconds to play in the quarter. Raiders go man-to-man. Look for Batesville to play for one as Cade Kaiser dribbles near the center circle. Cade finds a lane to the basket, kicks it out to Prickle in the corner. Now back to Sam Johnson with 15 to play in the quarter. Johnson against Drew Volz gives it off to Prickle in the center circle. He's guarded by Binion. They give it to Kaiser. Kaiser, with 5 seconds, pulls up from the left side of the lane. No good. Blaine Ward will watch it from full court.
Oh, and he my banks it gosh.
In. Blaine Ward oh, banks it my. In from the other volleyball line. His second straight three-pointer. Put a star by that one. And South Ripley cuts the lead to 12, 42-30. A one-handed heave by Blaine Ward from three-quarter court goes in. We'll be back for fourth quarter action right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Cecil here from Ison's Family Pizza.
Cup and Char.
Our Cup and Char pepperoni has been an area favorite for years.
Cup and Char.
But we now have a new addition to our Cup and Char lineup, Cup and Char Sliced Sausage. Our sausage is a sliced mild Italian sausage that cups when baked.
Cup and Char.
Our new Cup and Char sausage is available on all of our pizza lineup.
Cup and Char.
Get your Cup and Char sausage or Cup and Char pepperoni at Ison's Family Pizza, 812-933-0333, IsonsFamilyPizza.com, or downtown Batesville.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Brian Samples, Rob Moorhead back with you. Blaine Ward in the third quarter with a 72-foot one-handed three-pointer, and the Raiders go high-low on the first possession inside to Henry, and Henry's shot is blocked by Sam Johnson. Johnson gets the rebound, but Henry knocks it away from him, and South Ripley has it back. Ward drives, lays it up for Henry, and Henry off the glass for two on the nice assist by Blaine Ward, and the Raiders have cut it to 10, 42-32. Batesville on the attack, lures on a back cut, gets it and lays it in. Nice offense by Batesville to find Trent Lures alone under the basket to go back on top by 12. Cole Henry from 15, and Cole Henry drops it in. And the Raiders have gotten hot offensively, but they got to stop Batesville on this other end. They trail 44-34. Cole Henry has 15. Raiders in a trap here. They go down to the baseline, does Batesville. Back out to Grunkemeyer, three in the corner from Prickle, short. Rebound battled for Blaine Ward. Battling in there with Kaiser, and it'll be a foul against Cade Kaiser. And Brian, that 72-footer by Ward has given the Raiders a little life.
It sure has, because they kind of went through that second quarter and into the third, just no emotion, just kind of playing through, and now all of a sudden the urgency's there.
6:50 to play here in the ball game. Raiders trail by 10 in this championship game to Batesville. Binion has it out top over to Drew Volz. Drew dribbles out to the center circle and comes to the right side of the floor. Finds Blaine Ward at the volleyball line. Back to Drew. Baseline to Binion. Back to Drew. High post to Johnson. Raiders standing a little bit in this offense. They finally go inside now, kick it out to Binion. Binion fakes, drives, tries to lay it into Henry. Henry saves it from going out of bounds, and it's stolen by Johnson. Down court come the Bulldogs to Grunkemeyer, right in front of the Bulldog bench. 6:10 to play in the contest. Batesville on top by 10 with the basketball. Cade Kaiser, high post, gets it back. Cade Kaiser now at the top of the key, thought about the three, now brings it left side to Prickle. Prickle finds a lane to the basket. Whistling, it'll be a pushing foul against South Ripley's Gavin Binion.
I think that'll be Gavin's second. So one foul each here as we start this fourth period.
Batesville inbounds under their own basket. Throw it into Grunkemeyer on the lob. Hands it off to Kaiser. Kaiser drives right side of the lane. Off the glass for two. 21 for the athletic Cade Kaiser. Batesville back on top by 12. High post to Henry, and Henry called for the travel. Cole tried to shot fake and go, but Brian, he shuffled those feet. That back pivot foot moved as Cole tried to take off.
Great idea. He had it there, like you said, just got his feet ahead of that dribble. 12th turnover now for the Raiders.
They came in to the tournament averaging 11 a game, and they get a steal. Ethan Johnson takes it away from Gruntmeyer. Up and good, and he's fouled. Nice defensive effort by Ethan Johnson. Ethan's third point of the ball game, and he'll go to the free throw line looking for a three-point play.
It's now seven turnovers on the Bulldogs.
Grunkemeyer picks up his fourth, Brian, and that's huge as Grunk has been making a living on the rebounding tonight. Free throw by Ethan Johnson is no good, but Blaine Ward gets the offensive rebound for the Raiders. Assured Partners brings you those free throws. See David Ball with Assured Partners Insurance. Drew Volts sets the offense for South Ripley. Over to Sipples, who's checked in. Back to Volts. Nearing 5 minutes to play. High post to Johnson. Johnson dribbles to the baseline. Looks for the kick out to Sipples. Three out of the corner by Sipples. No good. Rebound battled for. Drew Volts gets in there scrapping, and we got a whistle and a tie-up, and the possession arrow will give it to the Bulldogs.
Raiders had a couple chances there. Cut back into that lead. You got to credit Batesville's defense, too, with that second and third quarter, as we talked, for keeping the Raiders off balance, taking away the shots they wanted.
5:03 to play in the game. Batesville holds a 10-point advantage. South Ripley bringing out to a half-court trap here, a 1-2-2 trap. Ethan Johnson on the top. Got a steal on the last possession. Batesville throws it over to Johnson, far side. Johnson dribbling, loses it out of bounds. Johnson was dribbling against Blaine Ward, tried to go between his legs, and it went out of bounds. Give it over to the Raiders.
Three turnovers at the half for Batesville. They now have eight.
Raiders trailing by 10. Need to get this to single digits if they want to make a run here, Brian. 4:40 to play. Drew Volts over to Blaine Ward. Lure's doing a nice job getting a hand up on Blaine. He lobs it into Henry. Henry, a touch pass to Johnson, and Johnson lays it in. Off the Henry assist. Nice job by the Raiders sharing the ball. 5 points for Johnson, and it's 46-38 Bulldogs. South Ripley in the 1-2-2 trap. Baseline to Maple. Goes inside to Kaiser. Turnaround jumper for Kaiser. Comes up short. Volts on the rebound. Kicks it across the timeline. Finds Sipples. Back to Volts. And the Raiders are set up against this 2-3 zone. Batesville's transition defense has been excellent too, Brian. Not giving South Ripley any fast break opportunities. Blaine Ward has it. Goes high post to Henry. Henry back to Volts. Volts dribbling to the right corner. Hands it off to Johnson. Back out to Blaine Ward. 3:45 to play. Raiders need to get points on the board. Henry's open for three off the Ward assist, and he gets it. Cole Henry knocks it in. He's got seven in the quarter. 18 for the game, and Batesville needs a timeout. The Raiders cut it to five. 46-41 with 3:35 to play. It's a full timeout. We'll take a 30 and be back right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI.
At the Napoleon State Bank, we believe that banking locally means our customers get the service they deserve. Local doesn't mean small. At the Napoleon State Bank, we believe local means caring, listening, advocating, growing businesses, supporting community, and having your best interest at the heart of everything we do. With so much uncertain in the world, your bank should bring you peace of mind. Come into the Napoleon State Bank today and let us show you the difference a local bank can make.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Welcome back to Batesville High School. Rob Moorhead, Brian Samples with you. South Ripley, Brian, has cut this to a five-point game, 46-41, with 3:35 to play.
It's been a game of runs, but, man, they've been crazy runs. South Ripley was up 8-0, then Batesville won on a 14-2 run, and Batesville kind of just kept right on going second and third quarter. Blaine Ward, 72-footer at the end of the third quarter. Seemed to start the fire, and the Raiders are back within five.
46-41. South Ripley has outscored Batesville here in this third quarter, 11-4. Five-point ball game. Batesville with the basketball. Prickle has it. Left side to Johnson. South Ripley's gone man-to-man. Out to Prickle. Sipples almost had a hand on that one. They throw it over to Lures on the perimeter right side. Sam Johnson out near the center circle to Kaiser. Left side to Prickle. tries to head to the basket, dribbles it off his foot, and out of bounds. Give it back to South Ripley.
And I believe Batesville's had four turnovers on their last five possessions now.
Blaine Ward will walk it across the timeline for the Raiders. We approach 3 minutes left to play. Blaine Ward off a high ball screen. Three on the way, no good. Rebound to Henry. Henry dribbles into the paint, kicks it back out to Blaine. Blaine will think about it now, throw it over to Drew Volz and reset the offense. High post to Johnson, inside to Henry, back out to Sipples. Now Volz with it. Raiders being patient here. Blaine Ward dribbling the basketball, lob inside to Henry, back out to Johnson. Johnson back to Henry, 15-footer on the way, short. Blaine Ward on the offensive rebound. Blaine drives, kicks it out to Henry. Henry drives into the paint, steps through, shot up, no good, whistle and a foul. And Cole Henry goes to the free throw line for the Raiders.
Raiders really taking it at the bucket right now. Going hard and their effort. Ward on a rebound, Henry on an offensive board. Kind of what Batesville's been doing second and third quarter.
First free throw on the way, rolls in for Cole Henry to give him 19. That foul goes against Cade Kaiser. His second. These free throws brought to you by Assured Partners Insurance in Batesville. See Mark Taylor. Second free throw. Henry got them both. 20 now for Henry, and it's a 3.1 possession game with 2.5 minutes to play in the championship game of the 100th edition of the Ripley County Boys Basketball Tourney. Raiders go 1-2-2, half-court trap. Johnson out top, forces Lures to pick up his dribble, gets it to Gruntmeyer. Now Johnson, left side with it, gets it back. Johnson goes cross-court to Lures as we approach 2 minutes to play. Raiders keeping it on that right side defensively. Now Johnson gets it across on the left side. Johnson down to the baseline to Prickle. Prickle tries to go inside to Gruntmeyer. Gruntmeyer out to Kaiser. Three on the way from the corner is short. Kaiser grabs his own rebound, finds Johnson inside for the basket. Great play by Cade Kaiser. The assist to Sam Johnson. Batesville go back up by five with 1:40 to play. High post to Henry. Drives, spins, kicks it out to Volz. Volz into the paint, throws it out to Ward with 1.5 to play. Ward wants a ball screen from Henry. He goes the other way, kicks it out. Drew Volz, three on the way out of the corner, no good. Rebound battle for Cole Henry, chases it down. And we got a whistle and a foul. Blaine Ward and Johnson hit the deck hard. Johnson from Batesville, Sam Johnson. Blaine is shaken up a little bit down there right in front of the South Ripley bench, but he will be helped up to his feet. We'll see who they call this foul on, Brian. Goes against number 20.
I believe that's going to be Kaiser, is that right?
White 20 is Kaiser, and that'll be the fifth on Batesville as a team. South Ripley will be shooting free throws here, if I'm not mistaken. The officials are talking about things here as they clean up the floor where Blaine Ward, maybe that. The scoreboard has the foul on number 30, Brian.
And I don't think it changed unless he was given three and I couldn't see it.
That may be it because Sam Johnson's the one who ended up on the floor. Right, so it's only the fourth foul on Batesville. Raiders inbound. Blaine Ward has it at the center circle. Raiders on the attack, trailing by five. High post to Henry. Batesville's man-to-man. Nope, they're still in the zone, just matching up out of it. Chancey Volz back into the ball game. Now they've got it over into the hands of Ward. He's open for three, long off the back rim. Cole Henry with a monster rebound.
Wow.
Put back no good, but he is fouled by Sam Johnson.
Raiders just don't want to be denied on this end. They are getting the offensive rebounds. Just got to finish some shots.
Sam Johnson picks up his fourth foul, the fifth of the quarter on Batesville. So for the last 103, South Ripley will be in the penalty, shooting two on all free throws here on out. Henry can cut this to a three-point lead once again. Henry's got 20 points on the night, looking for 21, and it comes up begging. Free throws brought to you by Assured Partners Insurance in Batesville. See Rebecca Kraft of Assured Partners Insurance. Sipples checks back in. Chancey Volz checks out. Good to see Chancey moving around after twisting that ankle earlier. Henry missed them both. Rebound to Batesville. Raiders miss an opportunity there with 1 minute to play, still trailing by five. Kaiser finds a lane to the basket, and he draws the foul. This will go against Sipples.
Yeah, the Raiders have to start fouling here. just so they're at that five if they need it.
And the problem is South Ripley has only fouled twice in the quarter, so they got to foul three more times to put Batesville in the penalty situation. Grunkemeyer inbounds right in front of Aaron Garrett's bench to Kaiser. Raiders trap, get a deflection, but Sam Johnson gets the basketball over to Kaiser. Raiders had a chance there. Kaiser drives, kicks it out, left side, long three on the way by Lures is long. Rebound battle for South Ripley, comes away with it. Drew Volts tries to go up for the layup, and a great hustle play by Gus Prickle to deflect it out of bounds with 34 seconds left. Keep it with South Ripley under their own basket, trailing by five. Wayne Ward will trigger it in for the Raiders on the baseline. Gets it straight into Cole Henry, kicks it out to Drew. Drew goes left side to Sipples. Sipples catches, now comes to Ward. 28 seconds to play. Ward double teamed, splits it. Lob pass to Henry. Henry on the catch is fouled by Sam Johnson. And Cole Henry gets a chance to go back to the free throw line.
Cole missed his last two, 75% on the season.
That one they will call. I'm sorry, Brian.
Nope, I was going to say, I think that's Sam Johnson's fifth.
Sam Johnson just fouled out of the ballgame. You are correct, sir. And that will send him to the bench with 23 seconds to go in the game. Raiders still, Brian, have only fouled twice, and that's going to hurt them with 23 seconds left. First of all, they need the Henry free throws, and the first one is up and good for Cole's 21st point of the night. Blaine Ward and Ethan Johnson are on the free throw lane with four Bulldogs. They want to battle for this rebound. It's short, and a great job by Grunkemeyer to get the rebound. Smart play by Blaine Ward to foul him immediately. That's the third foul on the Raiders. 22 seconds to play.
It's just a second on Blaine Ward.
Aaron Garrett wants a 30-second timeout. Brian, let's keep it right here with all the excitement we got going with 22 seconds left. Go down into Aaron Garrett's huddle. What's the conversation right now with a four-point lead?
Obviously, South Ripley's got a full-court press. He's got to be thinking, I mean, even the 10-second count, they're okay because South Ripley has to come and get it, being down 4 points. But take care of the basketball. They're coming to get you. Good screens, no moving screens. Get it in. And Batesville's strong enough, able to make the moves, but they should be able to do that.
Talk about Sevy Beach's message right now.
And he's pretty much just the opposite. Got to go get it. I mean, you're trying hard for a steal right now. I don't know that you have anybody on the ball or not. You may have all five out denying everywhere. And if you don't get the steal, you have to foul immediately. And put it in the hands of the Bulldogs, who are shooting 73% on the season from the free throw line.
Batesville's going to stack three guys at half court. Grunkemeyer to throw it in. Gets it immediately into Prickle, and Blaine Ward fouls him with 21 seconds left. That's the fourth foul against South Ripley. And this is where that new rule comes into play, Brian, because now it's not a bonus. This will be a two-shot situation when South Ripley commits their next foul, unless they can get a steal. Grunkemeyer to throw it in, gets it into Lures, and Lures fouled immediately, not quite immediately. Sipples tried to foul him, but didn't get the call initially. They finally call it against Sipples. I have him for two, and that's going to send Trent Lures, the sophomore, to the free throw line.
In Batesville on the night, I have them 9 of 10 from the free throw line.
Coming into the Ripley County tourney, Trent Lures was 6 for 11. Big free throw here on the way, and he got it. Big, big free throw for the sophomore. Makes it 49-44. Five-point lead for Batesville, 18 seconds left. South Ripley has made a valiant effort on a comeback here, but will the clock run out before the Raiders can get this tied back up? Great job by Lures to make them both. Make it 50-44. Blaine Ward across the timeline to Henry. Corner, Volts, three, blocked by Grunkemeyer with 11 seconds left. Huge block by Grunkemeyer on the Volts three out of the corner. That's Chancey Volts. Raiders still trailing by six with 11 seconds left. South Ripley inbound down on the far baseline. Chancey throws it into the backcourt to Drew. Drew across the timeline to Blaine. Blaine needs to get up a three, and he does. On the way, and he got it with 6 seconds left. Blaine Ward nails it from the volleyball line. Gives Blaine 9 on the night, and Sevy Beach calls a timeout with 6.3 seconds to go. Raiders trailing 50-47. It's a full timeout. We'll take 30 seconds and come back right after this with the final of this exciting game from Batesville on Country 103.9 WRBI and WRBIRadio.com.
When looking for the highest standard for HVAC service and care, turn to Hurt & Elko, your local Lennox premier dealer. Hurt & Elko and their premier dealer status means you are certain to be working with a company who has
already hit their 72
professionalism and customer satisfaction. For a limited time, they're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system or finance with low monthly payments. Call Hurt & Elko today at 812-934-4646 or visit them online at hurt-elko.com to learn more. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
The 100th edition of one of the most historic tournaments in the state of Indiana is living up to its billing tonight as South Ripley trails Batesville by 3 with 6 seconds left in the game. Batesville inbounding underneath their own basket. They put their triple stack on the far side. Grunkmeyer to throw it in. Good defense by South Ripley forces Grunkmeyer to call another timeout for Batesville. They only have a full timeout left. So, Brian, let's keep it here. We're pretty good on spots, I think, so far. And actually, let's go ahead and take a 30, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about strategy right after this. 50-47 Batesville, 6 seconds to play on Country 103.9 WRBI.
Welcome to Allstate, where saving on your auto insurance is kind of like a joyride. You, your car, and an open road may be your best friend, too. The music is chill, and so is the traffic. Allstate, here better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Contact Batesville and Shelbyville Allstate agent Mary Huntington for a quote today. Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Timeout is over. 50-47 Batesville. 6 seconds left to play. Bulldogs inbounding under the South Ripley basket. Batesville goes three across the center stripe this time. Gus Prickle stands at the free throw line. They've got to get it in, and South Ripley's got to foul immediately. If Batesville can make free throws, they will win this county tourney. Raiders need a turnover. They get it in to Kaiser, and Kaiser immediately fouled by Johnson. Great job by Aaron Garrett drawing up a play to get Cade Kaiser the catch. Kaiser, a 72% free throw shooter coming into the tournament, has 21 on the night. Brian, one of these free throws essentially seals it with 5 seconds left.
Yes, and I'll tell you, on that inbounds play, you got a guy like Grunk that can throw the ball about 95 miles an hour. Stuck it right in the chest of Kaiser.
And there it is. Cade Kaiser, with his 22nd point, makes it 51-47. 5 seconds left in the ball game, and it would take more than a miracle for South Ripley at this point. Kaiser's second one is good. South Ripley inbounds to Drew Volz with 3 seconds to go. Drew to Blaine Ward. Blaine Ward will pull up from the half-court stripe. No good, and the buzzer sounds, and the Batesville Bulldogs have won the 100th edition of the Ripley County Tournament by a final score of 52-47. South Ripley trailed by 12 heading into the third quarter, but made a valiant effort at a comeback. It came up short, and Aaron Garrett wins his 12th Ripley County tourney title in his 16th year at the helm of the Batesville Bulldogs. We're going to take a timeout and come back with our postgame show. We'll have scoring, statistics, and I'm sure an interview with Aaron Garrett, all when we come back from the 100th edition of the Ripley County Tournament, where the Batesville Bulldogs have won back-to-back championships. We'll be back with more right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and WRBIRadio.com.
Are you in control of your planter? Knowing what your planter's doing is the only way to make your best planter pass every time. With Precision Planting Seed Sense, you get the ultimate planter monitor and diagnostic tool that tells you what you need to know, from population to downforce and more. So take control of your planter. Visit planterofthefuture.com. Try Seed Sense and more to transform your planter with Blackhawk Precision Ag. State Road 3, just north of Greensburg. Call 593-0405 or visit blackhawkag.com today.
So, have you been to the Rusty Buck's new location in Batesville? You haven't? Well, you ought to see it.
Located north of the interstate on Highway 229, you can't miss it. Just like you relied on the Rusty Buck for all your hunting and fishing supplies and for sales, you can now find that same great service and a wide range of everything you'll need for the great outdoors in Batesville, too. When you're ready to get serious about hunting and fishing, see the Rusty Buck, now in Batesville and for sales.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
Alongside Brian Samples, I am Rob Moorhead, welcoming you back to Batesville High School as the 100th edition of the Ripley County Boys Basketball Tournament is in the books. An exciting finish tonight saw the Batesville Bulldogs claim the championship for the second year in a row with a 52-47 victory over South Ripley. The Raiders started this game 8-0 with the lead. Batesville called a timeout and went on a 14-2 run. Bulldogs were up 14-10 at the end of quarter number one. Batesville outscored South Ripley 15-7 going in the second quarter to take a 29-17 lead into the half. The third quarter saw each team score 13 points, and Batesville held on to their 12-point lead. However, Blaine Ward made a 72-foot one-hand throw at the end of the third quarter to give South Ripley some momentum. The Raiders rode that momentum into the fourth quarter, outscoring Batesville 17-10, got it as close as 3 points before the Batesville Bulldogs went to the line shooting 4-for-4 to close out the game and the 12th Ripley County Tournament title for the gentleman who's going to join me right now putting on this headset. In his 16 years as the head coach of the Batesville Bulldogs, Aaron Garrett, congratulations, coach. Your Bulldogs absolutely earned that one tonight.
Thank you, coaches. It's always a battle in Ripley County. And we even talked about halftime. Obviously, I don't know what it was, but we got down 10-1, I think, in terms of the start of the game. We call a timeout, and that's probably as upset as I've been with this group all year long in terms of how we started. So the boys responded well, and it took everybody. Looks like, yep, Cade led us with 23 points, but Sam, awesome.
We just were handed the all-tournament team. I'm sorry to get Coach in mid-sentence there, but, Coach, we were just handed the all-tournament team. You were talking about Cade. I wanted to point out to you he's been named MVP of this tournament, and rightfully so.
Yeah, your guys' committee gets this right so many times every year. I couldn't disagree at all. Cade, Sam, and Jack absolutely carried us the two games. And Sam hit a huge three at the end of the half for his first points of the game.
Yes, he did. That was a big play.
And then just played, and he fouled out. But it was such an important foul in terms of not letting them get a bucket again. And then, yeah, Cole Henry with 21. And South Ruby's not going to go away in terms of the firepower. And I know we got them by 20 there a couple weeks ago. But that just fired them up even more, right, in terms of what they were going to come in here and do. And our guys have to grow up. The important thing is, yeah, we play six. But James Hughes and Caden Drake gave us some important minutes there at the end of the half. Jack tweaks his right shoulder to go with his left shoulder now. We were in foul trouble. And I'm not afraid to put those guys in because they performed time after time in practice. They performed on the varsity floor. And like the Sipples kid, in terms of him getting some big points there in the second half, I told him to tell his dad hello. I coached Jake years ago on that team at South Ripley. So it's just fun to see another generation come through. But I knew this would be a good basketball game. I told you guys that on Wednesday. And it always is between these two teams. It mirrors a lot of what happened last year in terms of we jumped out, then they came roaring back. Now, this year was different in terms of them just punching us in the face right away there early. We come back and really played from that point on to the rest of the half an unbelievable game in terms of defensively especially. And then just methodically offensively, I think we took a minute and a half at the end of the game as far as clock because we were down, guys. We had some youth in. So I really liked our discipline at the end of that half. But then in terms of the second half, got some things loose from us defensively, and the Raiders made us pay.
Coach, I wanted to ask you, because I think a key point in the game was the first timeout you called. Your guys are down 8-0. Brian and I could see from here you were more demonstrative in that huddle than I've seen you in quite some time. It was only a 30-second timeout, but what was the message? Because it worked.
Coach, I think I blacked out. but just, and I probably need to apologize to Jack Grunkmer because I think I nailed him in the stomach in terms. I just have high expectations of these guys. And we talked about before the game, these guys practice so hard. It's unbelievable how hard and competitive our practices are. And then you come out and it looks like we're going to lay an egg, right? And I'm super impressed with the boys, so I'll praise them as equally because you spot this South Ripley team, a 10-1 lead. They've got the firepower to maintain that, and that was on my mind right away. So I was not going to let that margin get any more without us having a chance to try to correct it. And all credit to those guys in terms of just stepping up, fixing it. I thought offensively until late there when South Ripley puts that 1-2-2 half court on you, it's pretty tough because they've got Johnson they can stick at the top of it. They've got Henry patrolling the middle and moving side to side. And we didn't tag it very well. And we'll continue to grow with our sophomores. T. Lou probably took a three we would like to have back, right? We're trying to secure a game and a lead late. But he'll grow through that, and then he steps up, though, and hits two critical free throws. And that's huge for that kid. Because arguably, coaches, he may be the best shooter in our program. And he's not shown it yet. But the speed of this varsity game, he's still slight, skinny, smaller. Some of the guys, we're ribbing him a little bit about it this week. But he'll be a junior and senior soon enough. And he'll grow. He'll get taller. He'll get stronger. So for him to hit those big free throws late, now he's got that experience. So next week, if it's a close game against Greensburg, he's back at that free throw line. He's going to have more confidence. And that's what's fun.
So you called that timeout. I'm not going to keep harping on it. But from the timeout until the end of the first half, I think you were down 8-0. You called the timeout. You outscored South Ripley 29-9 at halftime. So you'd gained the 20 points back. A couple things I see on here. You guys are 13-14 from the free throw line tonight. If I have those right, I could have missed one.
No, nope, you got rights on the book, too.
Okay, 13-14 from there. You talk about Lures missing that shot. Kaiser missed a three out of the corner and went, got his own rebound, dives out of bounds, throws it underneath. And I think that was Sam Johnson that got it.
It was.
And got the two put back. And that was a huge play because South Ripley was still coming at you. And that seemed like it really turned things.
And that's fun because we've been harping on rebounding. But with this group, different than some other groups I've had in the past, I've been harping on them on offensive crashing because we're going to shoot a lot of threes. We hit 7 tonight, but I've got good shooters, and we're going to unleash them. So that means, and you guys know this as coaches, that 70% side, and I've got some good shooters. So some of their misses are soft, but there's still going to be misses that go 10 to 15 feet off the rim, and we've got to get our athletes crashing. So very good point there in terms of that play because I felt that switched momentum back in our favor. That one play right there where Sam hits an angle. Sam even falls down on it, but Cade made a heck of an effort play. And then in one motion, doesn't take it out of bounds, finds Sam. Sam finishes. And that's when I can point out on film to reinforce. Because if I get these guys by March crashing, and then with effort, if we don't get it, sprinting back like they've been doing, we become pretty tough.
Well, I don't have rebound numbers, Brian. I don't know if you do from a team perspective. But watching the game, it appears to me your offensive rebounding had a huge impact on this game as well, as you got multiple shot attempts against South Ripley, especially there through the second and third quarter.
Yeah, and I challenge our guys to think of a three-point shot by us as an assist. And I'll point out Braden Maples, probably been the best at it so far. He's got such a motor. And as a sophomore, that's his opportunity to stand out to me, right, stand out to his teammates, carve a role. And T. Lou, as slight as he is, he's gotten some big rebounds. He actually had 6 against Columbus North a week ago, and he gets some big offensive rebounds. He gets in the mix, so he's not afraid to mix it up. So if we continue to breed that thought with these guys, and obviously Cade's a superb athlete, if we get these guys crashing, we will generate some more offensive rebounds. And you guys know this from years of coaching. Every time I watch film, it's a gut punch because every offensive rebound we give up, what typically happens? A bucket.
Yep.
Almost 80% of the time. Yes. So it's just, I do, Coach Samples, I think that if you had to pinpoint one play, I think that was the play of the game.
And I will tell you, Brian, that 13-14, I'm almost positive the first free throw was a miss by Grunkmeyer, and I think you made 13 in a row after that. And that's huge right. for your ball club, including the four that you made in the fourth quarter. And, Coach, there's net being cut down there. I see one of your assistants up on the ladder right now, so I know they're wanting you to get down there and cut some net and get some pictures with your guys. We want to let you go down and celebrate, but, Coach, just final thoughts on this historic 100th Ripley County tourney and personally your 12th title.
I want to thank you two as part of the committee and the committee as a whole, because we've talked in both pre-games. And I told you guys this. I challenged this with them. This is one of our goals, this conference sectional and tournament run. But it was extra special this year in terms of the 100th. Being a history teacher, celebrating our 100th anniversary of Batesville basketball 4 years ago, they're all special. They're all important because there's different, just different stories of those different guys that play all those different years. But this one's just extra special in terms of Bates will be able to win the 100th running of the Ripley County Tournament. So appreciate you guys, appreciate what you do, and appreciate the well wishes.
We can't thank you enough for being so generous with your time, Coach. Thank you, congratulations, and good luck the remainder of the
thank
season.
Thank you, guys, appreciate
Coach
you.
Aaron Garrett, you. Champion of the Ripley County Basketball Tournament. We thank him for joining us as he's going to head down and take care of some celebrating now, Brian. And what we're going to do, Brian, is take our final timeout, give us a chance to finish up with our statistics, and we'll come back and put a bow on this one right after this. You're listening to High School Basketball Ripley County Tourney Action. The Batesville Bulldogs claim the championship on Country 103.9 WRBI.
You already know H&R Block does taxes, but you may not know you can get expert help in person or virtually, or that our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. At H&R Block, help is here. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
H&R Block, with convenient locations in Batesville, Sunman, Brookville, Greensburg, and Versailles.
Hi, this is Mike Stratton of the Stratton Karstetter Funeral Home in Versailles. Eric Karstetter and I are proud to partner with WRBI in bringing you the 100th edition of the Ripley County Tournament. So whether you're an old Napoleon Bearcat, an Osgood Cowboy, a Cross Plains Wildcat, a New Marion Panther, a Versailles Lion, or an old Holton Warhorse like me, we hope you will enjoy one of the finest traditions in Indiana high school basketball.
Stratton Karstetter Funeral Home, proudly serving southeastern Indiana for over two decades.
Southeastern Indiana's sports voice is Country 103.9 WRBI.
We are back for one final time from Batesville High School as we wrap up the 100th edition of the Ripley County Boys Basketball Tournament. The Batesville Bulldogs claim the championship, the 52-47 victory over the South Ripley Raiders in a hard-fought contest. Final scoring for the Bulldogs, Cade Kaiser, the MVP of the tournament, leads them with 23 points tonight. Sam Johnson got 13. Braden Maple had 5. Trent Lewis had 4. And Gus Prickle had 2. That's the 52 points for your Batesville Bulldogs. For South Ripley, they were led tonight by Cole Henry getting 21 points for the Raiders, followed by Blaine Ward with 9, 5 from Ethan Johnson, 4 from Bryson Sipples, 3 each from Drew and Chansey Volts, and 2 from Mason McNew. That's the 47 points for the South Ripley Raiders. Brian, give us your stats, and I think you've got the entire all-tournament team you will announce as well.
I do. We just had that handed to us. As far as South Ripley, from 2 points, they were 13 of 20 from the three-point range, 5 of 11. They were 6 of 14 from the free throw line, and they had 12 turnovers. For Batesville, 9 of 16 from 2, 7 of 23 from 3, 13 of 14 from the free throw line. When a game comes down like this, that's where you close things out.
I think you just said both teams shot 14 free throws. One made 6, one made 13.
Yes. Yeah. And you look at the difference in the game. And
difference in the game is
right
5
there.
Points.
Yes.
I mean, free throws matter. It makes a difference.
Yep. We say it all the time. A lot of people don't believe that, but it comes down to it every time in the end. Turnovers for Batesville, just 10, averaging about 12 a game on the season. As far as your all-tournament team, congratulations to all these players. We'll go with Milan. It was Gabe Reilly and Micah Norman. For Jacksonville, they have 2, Brady Cummer, Clark Dwinger. For South Ripley, Ethan Johnson, Blaine Ward, Cole Henry. For Batesville, Jack Grunkemeyer, Sam Johnson, and as Rob just mentioned, Cade Kaiser was your MVP, and he did play one heck of a tournament that deserves that 100%, Rob.
Got 20 points in game number one against Jacksonville, 23 tonight to lead Batesville. Those 43 points and a heck of a lot of other plays make Cade Kizer the absolute choice for MVP, and we congratulate him. Brian, final thoughts on this historic 100th Ripley County tourney.
You can't say enough about everybody that had so much time involved in all the things they had. The displays out there, the videos going, doing the Hall of Fame induction. And a big credit to you, Rob, for all the readings that you did. You had the ones on the air. You were the MC out on the court. So thanks to everything that you've done. We had Jim Williams back at the studio tonight. Long night there with all this Hall of Fame. But Jim did a great job getting us off and on the air. The ADs, and we always want to give – I mean – got to give all these players credit for how hard they played all the way through the tournament from Tuesday night all the way through till now. And especially a big thanks to all those coaches for all the info that they get us that we need to put on the air. And they're really good about getting that to us.
No doubt about it, Brian. And I want to thank you and the rest of the Hall of Fame committee. Again, we want to congratulate Paul Best from South Ripley, Brad Borgman from Jacksonville, Marsha Lynn Fields from Jacksonville, Jason Laudick from Batesville, Alan Meyer from Batesville, and Mark Reilly from Sunman on their induction into the Ripley County Basketball Hall of Fame. That official induction will take place later on this spring, but the introductions tonight, I want to thank Rob LaFerry for writing the copy for those reads that we did on writing those stories to let people know just what those folks accomplished in their careers that allowed them to be inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame. So, Brian, been a pleasure getting to work with you. I think we're scheduled a couple more times here in the second half of the season. Look forward to that as well.
Yeah, same with you. It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate it.
All right, partner. Again, we want to thank Jim Williams back in the studio, and we want to say thank you to all of our sponsors who made this possible for us. Ivy Tech Community College, Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Napoleon State Bank, Gehring's, H&R Block, Ison's Family Pizza, Stratton Karstetter Funeral Home, The Rusty Buck, Runs Gutzweiler, Osgood Utilities, Fleetwood Chevrolet, Great Plains Communications, Hurt & Elko, Mary Huntington Allstate Insurance, Nobby Mower Shop, Blackhawk Precision Ag, and Affinity Graphics and Tees. Athletic Director Brian Helvey deserves a big pat on the back as well. We appreciate him for hosting the tournament. Randy Young from the Ripley County Basketball Hall of Fame and everyone involved with all the festivities here in the 100th Ripley County Boys Basketball Tournament. Final scores tonight in the consolation game. Jacksonville beats Milan by a score of 55-52. And in the championship game, the Batesville Bulldogs knock off the South Ripley Raiders by a score of 52-47. For my partner Brian Samples alongside and for Jim Williams back in the studio, we say thank you very much for listening. Congratulations to the Batesville Bulldogs, and we will see you next time on Country 103.9 WRBI.